Hello there, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I have really good news for you. Your English is going to improve today. My name is Rebecca. If you had an opportunity to travel to Antarctica, would you take the opportunity? I know that I definitely would. Well, if you would take the opportunity, make sure you wear plenty of warm clothes. I hear it is really cold there. Well, yesterday we learned that about 37,000 visitors are expected to visit Antarctica. I would love to be one of those 37,000 people. Okay, friends, today we're going to talk about Antarctica first. Land ho. What is land ho? You're going to find out. And secondly, take care. Okay, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's go talk about Antarctica. Come on!
The bottom of the world. Land ho! Those who actually get their feet on the ground will be privileged to a very unique experience, including many educational opportunities. Tours of active scientific research facilities manned by biologists and geologists are often available. Visitors are also able to see various penguins and seals, some of which are bold enough to get up close and personal. Finally, a few adventurous ones will enjoy kayaking, mountaineering, and diving during their time on the icy land.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 biologist 这个名词， bio 这个字根有生命的意思， ist 这个字尾是指人，所以 biologist 是指生物学家。注意它的重音在第一个 o 念成 biologist。 例如 Stuart is a renowned biologist who specializes in biochemistry。 Stuart 是一位专精生化科学闻名的生物学家，他的另外一个相关的名词是 biology，B-I-O-L-O-G-Y, 意思是生物学。例如 Brittany majored in marine biology when she was in college. Brittany 在读大学的时候主修海洋生物。接下来我们看的是 mountaineering 这个不可数名词。Mountaineering 是指登山。例如 mountaineering requires not only skills and physical strength, but also a strong will. 登山不只需要技巧和体能，也需要坚强的意志。如果是登山者的话，就是去掉这个字尾的 ing， 变成 mountaineer。 例如 The mountaineers were trapped in the cabin because of the blizzard， 因为暴风雪的缘故，这些登山客被困在小木屋里面。
Thank you so much, Michelle. That was wonderful.
Gabe, why do you have binoculars? What are you looking at?
Rebecca, I'm looking at something very far away. That's what you look at when you use binoculars. Now, maybe you're on a ship or a boat, and you might use binoculars or something similar called a telescope. And some people, they like to look out, and they see land, and they say, land ho!
I get it, Gabe. You're pretending that you're on a ship and that you're in Antarctica, and all of a sudden, you've spotted land.
Yes, land ho! That's what some people say. So friends, that is the name of this section, land ho. And this kind of reminds me of stories of pirates.
Mm-hmm.
So, doesn't it make you think of those old, like Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean or Peter Pan.
Oh yes,
or
right.
Peter Pan.
As soon as they spotted land, sometimes people are out at sea for so long and they just want to be on dry ground. So when they finally see it, they're so excited, they say, land ho! Okay, we should continue, right?
Yes, we should.
Okay.
Well, we read, those who actually get their feet on the ground will be privileged to a very unique experience, including many educational opportunities. Now, let's talk about this phrase, to get one's feet on the ground.
Doesn't that just mean that you literally get your feet on dry ground? So let's say that you're on a boat for a while. I mean, the boat is kind of like ground, right?
Oh, yes, okay, so the boat, there's a floor at least in the boat. But no, when you're getting your feet on the ground, you are getting out of the boat and onto dry ground. This kind of reminds me of the phrase or the idiom to have both feet on the ground. If someone has both feet on the ground, that means they're a very sensible or practical person. Maybe you could say she likes to daydream a lot. She needs to get both feet on the ground.
Exactly. And as we can see in our lesson, once you get both feet on the ground, or once you get your feet on the ground, then you will definitely be privileged to experience some of these very unique and educational opportunities. Well, we read tours of active scientific research facilities manned by biologists and geologists are often available.
Ooh.
Gabe, what are you looking at? What did you find now?
Well, I like that word. I saw a word in this sentence. Man. M-A-N, and then it's the past tense, so M-A-N-N-E-D. Man is usually a noun, but here it's a verb.
Yes, Gabe. Man is usually a noun, but here in our lesson, friends, as you could see, manned, or to man, is actually a verb. And this just means that you operate something. So, for example, I often think about, let's say that you're at a conference and there's a table there, and at that table, there's information. So you could say, I will man the information table from 9 to 12, but can you man it from 1 to 5?
Ah, very good. So I will be the one in charge of that table for that time. So, of course, if you are the captain of a ship, then you are manning the ship. And there are many different jobs or positions on that ship. Maybe everyone needs to man their stations or man their posts. That means they need to be ready to do what they need to do at a certain time.
But of course, in our lesson, we're talking about how tours of active scientific research facilities manned by biologists and geologists are often available. Visitors are also able to see various penguins and seals. Gabe, have you ever seen a penguin?
Have I ever seen a penguin? Well, I saw a penguin in a picture a minute ago. I've seen some penguins in... Yes! Yes, these penguins are so nice and cute. I just love penguins.
Okay, so you could see penguins, but you might also be able to see seals.
Seals?
Gabe, you know, like the animal seals?
That's not a seal.
No, look, over there.
Oh, yes, seals are very cute too. I've only seen penguins and seals in the zoo, but I would love to see them for real, in person, maybe at the bottom of the world.
Well, some of these penguins and seals might be bold enough to get up close and personal. We read, finally, a few adventurous ones will enjoy kayaking, mountaineering, and diving during their time on the icy land. Gabe, You're getting too close and too personal.
Well, that's the idea. I'm getting up close and personal. Is
right.
this too close?
Yeah, this is too close right now.
Would you rather it be a penguin or a seal? They're kind of cute, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. They're really, really cute.
All right, we'll see if we can arrange that, Rebecca. Right now it is time for us to sing
it
out.
Where did we come today? Oh, where did we come today? We've been around the world so many times. Why did we come here today? We are in Antarctica. Gabe, it's so cold out here. Embarked on a trip to the bottom of the world, but it's so cold out here.
You know, it is very cold, Ben, but we shouldn't be so sad because there are penguins in Antarctica, and everyone loves penguins.
You're right.
Yeah, so let's play something a little happier.
Okay.
It's always my penguin tonight.
Oh, good one.
Always my penguin tonight.
indeed.
It's always the penguins and I.
Oh, no, it's all the
men. Let's get it out of here. Oh, let's get out of here. Overbear is coming very fast. Let's get out of here.
Out of there just in time.
Yes, we made it, guys. I think we made it. I don't see the polar bear anywhere.
But, Gabe, where are your penguins?
My penguins! Oh, no!
It's so cold out here. Oh, it's so cold out here.
Wait, but wait, guys. There aren't any polar bears in Antarctica.
Oh. Well, then my penguins are okay!
Yay!
Land ho! Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about Antarctica. And yes, this seems like a very cool and cold place to visit. Imagine getting up close and personal to some seals and penguins. You just might be able to do that in Antarctica. So, we have more to learn about this really amazing continent. So what are we waiting for? Let's continue with our next reading.
The bottom of the world. Taking care. Another consideration that must be made when visiting Antarctica is one's environmental footprint. Every tourist, guide, researcher, and ship makes an impact on this faraway part of our Earth. Precautions such as time limits on land, keeping a 5-meter distance from animals, and rules against taking or leaving anything on the continent are strictly kept. Some wonder if it's better for people just to stay away from Antarctica if they are so likely to affect the land negatively, but most will say that seeing Antarctica helps make the world more aware of the part this beautifully exotic location plays in the global environment.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 precaution 这个名词, P-R-E 这个字首有之前的意思, caution 是指谨慎或小心, 所以 precaution 就是指预防措施或者是防备。 例如, before the hurricane hit, people in the coastal areas were evacuated as a precaution. 在飓风袭击之前，为了预防起见，沿海地区的居民都已经被撤离了。或者是 the hospital took the necessary precautions to stop the disease from spreading. 医院采取了必要的措施来预防这个疾病的扩散。 所以我们看 exotic 这个形容词 ex 这个字首有外面的意思 所以 exotic 是指异国的 或者是具有异国风味的 例如 Uncle Sean loves to tell stories of exotic places because he used to be a sailor 上叔叔因为以前是名水手 所以很喜欢说一些发生在异国的故事 或者是 the restaurant's exotic decorations and fresh seafood attract many customers 这家餐厅异国情调的布置跟新鲜的海产吸引了许多顾客. And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, well, let's get right into this section called Taking Care. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to take care? Don't you say that when you are saying goodbye to somebody?
Take care.
Yeah, hey, take care, Rebecca.
Wait, hold
I'll
on.
See you next time.
Gabe, guess what? The guys in the info cloud actually want to talk about this phrase, to take care, or take care. So let's go visit the guys in the info cloud.
Hmm.
Today, let's take a look at a very common English expression. Take care.
Take care can be used when we bid someone goodbye. Hey, I'll see you next month, Steve.
See you next month, Ken. Take care.
So here, take care is short for take care of yourself or keep yourself healthy.
Now, there's another meaning of take care, and that is be careful or use caution. Take care that you don't slip on the ice.
Right. This is another way to tell someone to watch out for a dangerous situation. When you cross the street at a busy intersection, you should take care.
Be alert. Watch out. Take care. These are all expressions that warn of certain danger, with take care sounding the friendliest.
很实用的一个片语, take care, 它有两个不同的意思, 一个是保重, 当你要跟别人道别, 除了讲goodbye, 也可以说 take care, 也就是 take care of yourself, 自己多保重的意思, 这个用法类似中文的 慢走, take care 另一个意思是注意, 当心, 那这个用法往往是为了警告他人要注意某种危险, 比如说冬天的时候你可以好心地告诉朋友, take care that you don't slip on the ice, 小心不要在冰上滑倒, 过马路时一定要 take care, 留意, 要注意 take care 跟 take care of 不同, take care of 是照顾的意思, can you take care of the baby for a few minutes, 你能够帮忙我顾一下小婴孩吗? 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, take care, guys. We'll see you next time. Okay, well, continuing with this section called taking care, another consideration that must be made when visiting Antarctica is one's environmental footprint. Now, let's pause for just a moment and let's talk about this word footprint, specifically an environmental footprint. What is that all about? What does that mean?
That's a good question, because usually just the word footprint, that means 脚印, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're walking through a muddy forest, then you can look back and see the footprints that you left. Or if you're walking in the snow, you can see the tracks that your shoes or boots made, right? Those are your footprints. But the environmental footprint, your environmental footprint, that's kind of referring to the impact or the influence that you are having on a certain place.
Exactly. Now, I know a lot of oil companies have actually had a very negative, or they have left a negative environmental footprint.
That's right. So there are a lot of oil spills in the ocean. That is leaving a very bad footprint, right, or environmental footprint. Well, we see a similar phrase in the next sentence. Every tourist, guide, researcher, and ship makes an impact on this faraway part of our Earth. So it's good to make a positive impact.
And of course, if you're having an impact, that just means that you're having a powerful effect on something. For example, let's say that you just listened to a song. You could say, wow, that song had such an impact on me. But it's time for us to move on. There's actually one last thing that we want to talk about, if we can jump down to the last sentence. But most will say that seeing Antarctica helps make the world more aware of the part this beautifully exotic location plays in the global environment. Let's talk about the phrase to play a part.
Okay, so Antarctica plays an important part. That means it plays an important role. It has a very important purpose. Friends, it is time for us to review with a review skit.
Right.
Oh, I'm serious.
I gotta think of something better to say.
Time before Becca said that.
Huh. Yes. No. Maybe.
What are you doing?
I'm contemplating a trip to the Earth's southernmost point, Antarctica.
Why? There's ice, wind, and low temperatures. And the cost of the ship ticket is prohibitive.
Prohibitive?
Yeah. $3,500 to $25,000 US dollars depending on your accommodation.
That much?
Yeah, and it doesn't even include airfare to your port.
That is expensive.
Uh-huh. Are you contemplating a cruise?
Well, maybe.
Large cruises might carry 500 to 3,000 passengers.
Would that be good for vacationers and learners?
Of course, but they never dock at the port.
Oh, no. I want my feet on the ground.
Oh, you should probably take a smaller vessel, like a yacht or dive boat. Their staff will plan activities for you.
Sounds great.
Oh, tours are available too. Visitors can see penguins and seals.
Oh, close and personal?
Sometimes. And you can enjoy kayaking, mountaineering, and diving.
Antarctica sounds great. I want to go.
Great. But there's another consideration.
What's that?
Your environmental footprint. You will make an impact on this faraway part of our Earth.
Oh, I never thought about that.
So, take precautions.
Precautions?
Yeah, like limit your time on the land, keep a 5-meter distance from all animals, and don't leave or take anything.
Maybe I shouldn't go.
No, you should go. And then you make the world more aware of Antarctica.
Yes. I'm going to Antarctica. But first, I have to save $25,000.
Oh, how long will that take?
I'm contemplating.
Yeah. Good.
Friends, that is all the time we have for today.
But we have more for you next time, right here on Studio Classroom.